So we're looking here on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Hamaskir Bayis L'Chaver. Boy Minei Mirav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Hamaskir Bayis L'Chaver Bar Bosar Almi Livdok. Al Hamaskir Livdok De Chamira Di Dehu Odil Mal Asochel Livdok De Isura Bershusei Koy. So we have Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi says De Chamira Di Dehu Hachomet Shebe Bayis Shalohu. Bershusei Koy, this is the Socher, Hare Ata Habayis Shalom. Rashi emphasizes that the Socher is Chayv and Bedika because the Bayis is his. Rashi doesn't tell us exactly what the suffix is on Yadalit, meaning the Gemara, if you're careful about it, says that the schiras took place. When did the rental agreement get signed and sealed? Matai ze nechtam biyudalit. So if you take a look at Tosfos, ein lefarish hatam kevan dishalohu, since the maskir owns the chometz, which is exactly the way Rashi interprets it. Chometz shabai shalohu, the ein adam yochel levatel elohu. Since Bittul could only be applicable to the maskir, he owns the chametz, therefore it's a package deal. Chayv Livdok, he who's obligated in Bittul, which means in Tashbisu, in Bal Yerovai Yemotze, he's the one who has to do the Bedika. Diyum Kain, if you'll take the Gemara at that level, and the whole basis for the chiv of the maskir is the fact that he owns the chametz, Amai noket maskil chaver biyudalid afilu biyudgimel yischayv hamaskir mehay time alivdok. According to Tosfos' understanding, there's no difference between a schiras that took place on yudalid or before yudalid. Even if the schiras took place before yudalid, obviously the chametz is still his. It belongs to the maskir, and if chamir didei is the reason he's chayav, if you take the gemara just at that level. As mitzvah michliot chayav hamaskir ki hua bailam al chometz might have kemita be in gimel be in dal. That's Tosfos kasha. Look, based on this kasha, Tosfos comes along and he interprets the Gemara in a different approach. Lekach mefarish ri dechamir di dehu vechal alav chiyuv bedika shachas kodem sheskira. In other words, what's critical here is that the schiras agreement was signed on Yudalit. Yudalit at night. So what happened on Yudalit? The moment that the clock strikes Tseis HaKochovim and enters into Yudalit, Chal Chiyuv, there's already a Chiyuv now on the maskir. He hasn't yet signed any agreement, so the Socher is not in the picture. The maskir clearly has the Chiyuv at this point. Now what happens? He rents out the house to the socher. What happens as a result of the rental? Should the socher be able to pick up the chiyuv? Or do we say no? It's already chal chiyuv bedika sha'achas on the maskir. In other words, you can't be mafkia a chiyuv once it's chal. Umaisi raya mi mezuzah, the afal pi, the chal chiyuv kodem shehiskir, even though clearly the maskir is the owner of the house, before the socher enters into the picture, was chayav in mezuzah. So you see that even though chal chiyuv ala maskir shoachas, nevertheless, afal pichen, the socher picks up the chiyuv, you can transfer the chiyuv. So too in chametz, even though the maskir at the time of Knesset Yudalid became chayev, he can transfer the chiyuv. In other words, according to the Ri, the entire suffix in the Gemara focuses on when a chiyuv is chal, once a chiyuv is chal. Can that chiyuv be transferred? Can you be mafkia chiyuv once it's chal?
Why would this be any different from basically everywhere else where it comes to land ownership, like everything is right?
Yeah, or any mitzvah in the Torah. I mean,
Mitzrayim is something where you sell it, you'll be chayav in pay, you'll be chayav in anything, and then you're makdish it, then you buy it back as a chayav or not. It all has to do with who was chayav at the time when it was if there was a person who was chayav in whatever the mitzvah was at the time, and that person.
Right, but if Reuven was chayav and then he sells it to Shimon, now Shimon becomes chayav, no? Well, no, there's a p'tur of lokeach, but I'm saying leaving out the p'tur of lokeach. I don't know if he doesn't own the peiros anymore. I don't know that he's chayev. I don't think so. It's like, I'm chayev in tzitzis, but if I sell you the begin, I'm not chayev in tzitzis anymore. There's no problem being mafkia chiyuv. That's why I think as a general rule, we would say that a chiyuv is transferable if the conditions for that chiyuv no longer apply. As long as it's my bias, I'm chayev in mezuzah. As long as it's my bias, I'm chayev in bedika. Now I transfer it to you, I'm no longer chayev. So the condition that generates the chiyuv, if it's not my begin, I'm not chayev in tzitzis. If it's not my tefuah, I'm not chayev in afrashas trumas and maisers. Again, it may be a p'tur lakuach, right? If it's before meruach, after meruach, you have to know all the sugyas. But the p'tur meruach is a separate p'tur. So let's spend some time trying to accomplish the following goals. Let's set our goals for this morning. Number one, I'd like to understand the two tzedakim in the Gemara, la maskil livdok, la sochel livdok, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos. Number two, I'd like to understand the havamin of the Gemara, what the Gemara wanted to derive from mezuzah, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos. The maskonis ha-Gemara is, as the Gemara says, Hasam ha'omar av mesharshia mezuzah chovas hadarhi. Hacha mai, that there's no comparison from mezuzah because mezuzah is chovas hadar. What was the maskonas ha-Gemara? And then finally, what's the conclusion of the original suffix? There's maskonas ha-Gemara as far as mezuzah is concerned. The Gemara is docha the raya from mezuzah. There's no proof from mezuzah. But then we can ask a different question. What's the final maskon of the Gemara, in which Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak quotes a brisa masker b'is l'chavero, im ad shalom masalo maftechos chal arbasar, ala masker livtok, im isha masalo maftechos chal arbasar, ala sochel. Everything depends upon mesiris maftechos. So to start the sugi from the top again, Rashi says that the suffix seems to be who has the main chiyuv bedika. I guess you'd say ma adif. What's the adifus over here in terms of the chiyuv bedika? Is it the bailus on the chametz, or is it the bailus on the rishus? Now Tosus asks a question: if it's the bailus on the chametz, then the suffix in the Gemara should apply even on Yud Gimel. Because the fact that the Sefiris was signed on Yud Gimel does not in any way mitigate the circumstance, the reality of the fact that the Chometz belongs to the Maskir. So if it's the Bailus on the Chometz that generates the primary Chiyuv, the Adifus Chiyuv, then the same identical logic should apply on Yud Gimel. And the Gemara insists that the Sefiris took place on Yudalit. So some Rishonim want to say that in Achinami, according to Rashi, the Gemara is lavd after Yudalit. But that doesn't seem to be the case from Rashi. Rashi doesn't say anything about Yud Gimel. If Rashi thought that the suffix would apply to Yud Gimel, I think he should have said so. So we said in the name of the Rav that there are two dinim in bedikas chametz. The first din is very fundamental, but we can miss over it. It's very easy to not pay attention. And that is that just like we find chiyuvim on a bias, that the bias has to be equipped with a makeh, the bias has to be equipped with a ner Chanukah, let's say on Chanukah, we also find that chametz in a bias generates a what we'd call a cheskas isur. We're going to see later on that a makom shmachnisim bo chametz, until you're absolutely sure that the bedika was made, the bias has a cheskas isur. And that cheskas isur, because of the chametz in the bias, generates a chiyuv on the bias itself. The bias has to be baduk. The question is, whose bias is it? On the one hand, the chametz is owned by the maskir, so maybe it's his bias as far as bedikas chametz is concerned. On the other hand, a rental agreement was signed with the socher, so it's his bias because he has rights to use the bias. So basically, each one, the maskir and the socher, has ample reason to be considered the owner of the bias as far as bedikas chametz is concerned. Forget about Dini Mominus, who owns the bias. But as far as Bedikas Chametz is concerned, the Rabbanan have a dilemma. They can easily impose the Chiv Bedika either on the Socher or the Maskir, either one. This one because of his bias, and this one because of his bias. The bias itself belongs to both of them in a sense. It's kind of like the case of Shutfin. If let's say we have partners in a bias, you know, the Chachamim would be hard-pressed to come up with some sort of a working solution to the problem who should actually implement the Bdika. Because why is one Shutuf Adif on the other Shutuf? They're both Shavim. Here too, this one has the Bailus in the bias as far as the Chametz within the bias. This one has the bias as far as accessibility to the bias and the Rishus of the bias and using the bias. Who's got to see to it that the Chametz is checked, is removed from the bias? And that's what the Gemara is vacillating about. Where do we see in the sugya itself perhaps a raya that the Gemara suffix is beso, is focused on the bias? Whose bias is it to generate a chiyuv bedika? Bedik. From the tsusha, from the hashva'at mezuzah. Because l'chora, the Gemara's equation to mezuzah really makes no sense. Rashi says the following: Lasos lo mezuzah, alma midi de mitzvah alei ramya. What does that mean? If you take Rashi really literally, you know, with a how do we say vash satum? You know, just read the words of Rashi. It makes no sense. Rashi's saying, who has the mitzvah? And Rashi says that it's a general question. Midi de mitzvah. Midi de mitzvah means any mitzvah. Midi de mitzvah means any mitzvah. Rashi's telling us that any mitzvah, who has the chiv, the maskir, or the socher? That doesn't make any sense at all. You know, if the maskir is wearing a beged, he's got to put tzitzis on. If the socher is wearing a beged, he has to be tzitzis. The maskir has to eat matzah, so the socher has to eat matzah. So, what do you make a list of mitzvahs? Midi the mitzvah, alei ramye. It's like, who's it incumbent upon? The maskir? The socher? Well, what kind of question is that? Obviously, what Rashi means to say is midi the mitzvah de bias, alei ramye. Who picks up the responsibilities with regard to the house? Any of the chiyuvei bias, and the Rabbanan have to decide whose bias is it to generate the chiyuv. Is it the maskirs or the socheres? That's what we're going to use mezuzah. Mezuzah is going to be the criterion, the prototype of a maskir socher dilemma, where the chacham have to decide based on the bias who's got the chiyuv adif. Who's got the mitzvah difa, the primary chiyuv, as far as the responsibilities of the bias are concerned? So I would submit to you that the same suffix of maskir and socher could apply to makeh. Who has to put up the makeh? Well, I own the house, I'm the landlord, I have to put up the makeh. No, you're living in the house, you have to put up the makeh. I'm not going to enjoy the makeh, you're the socher. I'm not even sure that I know the answer to the following question, if anybody does know. Who has to light an Ner Chanukah in the bias? The maskir or the socher? So that's what the Gemara uses mezuzah as an equation, as an analogy to Bedikas Chametz. Because in Bedikas Chametz, likewise, I have to determine, as far as the Chovah's bias is concerned, who's got the adifus? Is it the maskir or the socher? Let's use mezuzah as our prototype. That's going to be the av malacha as far as teaching us in chiyuvei bias, whether it's on the maskir or the socher. But there's only one problem with this. It's not enough to say that the chiyuv bedikas chametz exhausts itself in the bias. Whose bias is it? Because a bias is not chayv and bedika. You know, you can't knock on a bias and say, hello, Mr. Bias. I mean, you can make a nice cartoon out of it, you know. But which, you know, the bias has to get up and do bedika? What does it mean? It's ridiculous. It's absurd. It means that the chiyuv is inherent in the bias, but now you've got to generate a chovas gavra who has to do the maisa bedika. And there's a difference between the two. I'll tell you where the chapter nafkamina. Tosus wants to know about maskir bias lechaver biyud gimel. Correct? What happens on yud gimel? So Tosus says, wait a minute. The maskir still owns the chametz. It's still his bias. Correct? Yeah, but there's a problem. Because when is bedika obligatory? On yud dalet. What happened when yud dalet entered? In the Knesset Leil Yudalid, who's got access to the bias? Only the Socher. Why? Because he was Masker Bias L'Chaver B'Yud Gimel. So what are we going to do? The Rabbanon are going to say, you know what? It's your Chametz, Mr. Masker. And therefore it's your bias. Go into the house of the Socher, upset all his, take out all his clothes from all his drawers and do your Bedika. It's practically impossible to do that. So you're right. In theory, we should say that since the maskir owns the chametz, it's his bias as far as bedika. He should do the bedika, and that should apply even on yud gimel. But there's a technical, logistical problem with the rabbanon come, and they have to determine who's going to actually implement the chovas maisa bedika. You can't impose the chovas maisa bedika on the maskir because he doesn't have access to the bias. But on the other hand, if the sefiras took place, the deal was signed on Yud Dalet, then at least at the moment of the Tchilas HaChiyuv, the maskir could not only pick up the Chovas bias because it's his Chovitz, but he could be Chayev in the Maisa Vedik as well. He hasn't yet signed a deal with the Socher. Now, it's not according to Rashi, there's no problem in transferring that chiyuv. When the schiris is signed, the maskir could certainly transfer that chiyuv. But if he has the fundamental chiyuv, if his chiyuv is primary, it's adifus because he owns the bias, he owns the chametz, then he remains chayiv. If on the other hand, the socher has the adifus because it's his bias as far as the rishus is concerned, then we could transfer the chiyuv over to him. But at least both of them are nitfas, lend themselves, are ru'uyim for the chovas maisa b'dika. So again, as far as the dalit situation is concerned, the Gemara has a good case over here, whether it should be the maskir's chiyuv or the socher's chiyuv. If it was on your gimel, you can logically talk about the chovas bias on the maskir. Chovas habayis shel b'dika mutelas ala maskir, but the only problem is, he's already given away the house. He doesn't have access to the house. The only question you might raise, the Gemara later on discusses the case where a person leaves his house way before Yud Dalet. And the Gemara says he has to do a bedika the night before he leaves. So maybe if I know that I'm going to be maskir the bayis tomorrow in Yud Gimel, maybe my chiyuv should be the old chiyuv of Hayotzi l'shayara, to Sugya Davav, that I have to do the bedika before I leave the house. And therefore it's still accessible to me. The answer to that, I think, is poshut. Since the socher has a din of beso, and on Yudalid the socher could be cham chayiv, there's no reason to apply the principle of Hayotzi b'shayara. Do you follow my point? So if I check out of my house and I take a trip to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach and I leave a week before the Chag, hypothetically, so no one's in the bias. So if no one's in the bias, I got to do the bedikah. There's no one there to pick up the Ikar Chiv Bidika Bizmana. The Chovis Bidika Bizmana is on your dalet. But on the other hand, if I anticipate that you're going to come into my house for Pesach, and not only that, for Erev Pesach as well, you'll be there on your dalet, signed and sealed with an agreement to Schirus, then you can't clamp me with the Chiv of Hayotzi B'Shayor. Therefore, I think that Tosus Kasha on Rashi does not expose Rashi to any great danger. As long as we grasp this concept that for the Chovas Maisa B'dika, you can't expect a person to trespass, so to speak, and enter into the domain, the Rishus, where someone else is living, then there's a technical problem on Yud Gimel. It doesn't make any feasibility for the Chachamim to impose the Maisa B'dika on the mosque.
So but what would happen if you've got a case of a mosque here and the Sofer is allowed to go to the house before Pesach, but he chooses not to?
So I think that that's the case of Mesiris Maftechus, that once he gets the Maftechus, in Hilchus Schirus, as we'll see later, I mean, Rashi and Tosfos are going to argue about this, that already gives the Socher accessibility to the house. He may already pick up the Chiyuv Bedika, even if the Schirus is not complete. So that's what we have to discuss, whether Mesiris Maftechus means it completes the Schirus, or it just makes it into the Reshuso or the Socher in the sense that now the house is accessible to him. Now, the Gemara, as we said before, has a very sharp raya from Mezuzah. Because again, in the case of Mezuzah, the Chiv is Beso. So it's Beso the Maskir, and it's Beso the Socher. This one because of this reason, and this one because of that reason. So who has to put up the Mezuzah? The Socher has to put up the Mezuzah. So the Gemara thinks that now too, the Socher has the Chiv Bedika. Says the Gemara, no. There's no raya from Mezuzah. Why? Because Mezuzah is a Chovas Hadar. But Rashi says something amazing over here. What is Chovas Hadar? Rashi says, Lefi Shehi Mesham Rasa Uksiv Beischa Biascha Nichnas V'Yotzeba. Who has the Chiyuv of Mezuzah? Forget about Bailus, ownership of the house. Who is actually entering into the house? Who is benefiting from the house? Who's living in the house? Who needs the shmir of the mezuzah? All these questions are critical because they determine the nature of the chiyuv bedika. Excuse me, the chiyuv mezuzah. So the chiyuv mezuzah is not the way we understood it before, an abstract question, whose beso is it? Who has a deepus in beso? But rather, who's going in and out of the house? That's clearly the sokhar. That has nothing to do with Bedikas Chometz. We would never say that Bedikas Chometz is a matter of Shmira, of Knisa, of Yitzia, who goes into the house and who comes out of the house. That's all totally irrelevant. So what's the final Maskana? So the Gemara says, based on a Braisa, Imat Shalom Masar Lo Maftechis, Chal Arbosar Al Maskir Livdok. It means that the Mesiris Maftechus took place after Knisas Leil Yudalit. Now you could be tempted to think that the Gemara now is introducing the concept which Tosfos is going to make such a big deal about later, that Kevin Shechal of Chiyuv Sha'acha Sulo Paka Mimenu. But I think that's wrong entirely. The Gemara never entertained that svar. It wasn't part of the equation. The Bailahu was not, can he transfer the Chiyuv or not? No! He can certainly transfer the Chiyuv. If the Socher is the Ikar Machuyav Bedavar, if he's the Beso, if his Chiyuv Beso is Adif, then he can certainly pick up the Chiyuv. Even though it's Beknisas Leil Yudalit. Meaning subsequent to the Chiyuv, the emergence of the Chiyuv, we can transfer the Chiyuv over to the Socher. There was never an issue, according to Rashi, about transferring the Chiyuv. The question is, who really should have that? Therefore, I submit to you that in the Maskanas HaSugya, who has the Iker Beso, as far as Bedikas Chometz is concerned? Yes, you're right, the Maskir does. Why? Because Chometz Didehu. It's his Chometz. That makes it his bias. And even though theoretically he could transfer it over to the Socher has ample reason to be Chayiv, and there's no problem of Kevin Shechal Chiyuv Shachasul Apoka, you could transfer the Chiyuv. Nevertheless, the masker remains chayiv in the bedik. No, but that's as far as the Chomus bias is concerned. You just told me it's beso. How is he going to implement that chiyuv? How can you impose upon the masker a chiyuv of maisa bedika b'toras Chomus gavra when now he signed the schiris agreement? That's his problem. Let the masker rack his brains. He's got to call up the socher and say to the socher, look, I'm going to give you two options. Either you do the bedika, or you invite me to do the bedika. You have a right to demand that I do the bedika. It's my kachiv. The rabbanim were mechayev me. Why? Because it's my chametz. You don't have to clean up my chametz. But on the other hand, you have to allow me access to the bites. And the socher will no doubt be very agreeable. Now the reason for this, how is it that you can impose a chovas gavra of maisa bdika on the maskir? The answer is because the maftechas are still in the hands of the maskir when that chiyuv started. See, if the maftechas were already given over to the hands of the socher, then it would be ridiculous to talk about a chiyuv that was imposed on him dependent upon, contingent upon us achieving the green light, you know, getting the okay from someone else, in this case from the socher. That wouldn't make any sense. But if the chiv was chal on the maskir, now he wants to transfer it over to the socher, so the Gemara says he can't do that. Why? Because it's his chametz. He's got to clean up his chametz. Correct? How's he going to get into the house? How he's going to implement logistically his chomas maisa b'dika? That he'll have to work out an arrangement with the socher. I'm sure the socher will be very flexible about that. That leads us to Tosfos. Tosfos, on the other hand, says that the Shoresh, the root of the suffix of the Gemara, is since the maskir was chal as a chiyuv, the chiyuv was chal on him at the time that the zman of Yudalit, at the time of the chiyuv was emerged, sulo paka minenu. That's what the Gemara thinks. So if you'll notice on the page that I gave you, there are two kashes to ask on Tosfos. I'm not sure which is stronger than the other. One kasha is, the Gemara says, Ala maski livdog to chamira dideyu. Ala socher livdog to yisur b'shusay kod. Where does the Gemara give us a clue that the issue is whether or not Kevin Shechal of Shahacha Sulo Paka? The Gemara has different study of suffering. And secondly, what does the Gemara prove from Mezuzah? I mean, in Bdik, I understand the Svara of Kevin Shechal of Chiyuv Shahachas. Right? Why is the Chiyuv Chal on the Maskir? Because he owns the Chametz. No, he continues to own the Chametz. Until he gets rid of that Chametz, the Chiyuv Bdik is hanging around, is wrapped around his head, his neck, like an albatross. He's got to get rid of that Chiyuv. But what does that have to do with Mezuzah? In Mezuzah, I was the maskir, so I had the Chiyuv because it was my house. Now I gave it over to the socher, it's his house. Let him do the Bdika. Why in Mezuzah should there be a Havamina to say, the Kevin Shechal Chiyuv al maskir Shahachas, Sulo Paka Midi? Why? If I own a beged, and I'm chayev in dalad kanfis, in tzitzis, and now I give you the beged, so I remain chayev? There is no such thing. So those are the two kashas we have to ask. Therefore, we're going to have to say the following, I think, according to Tosfos. It's a bit of a stretch, but I don't see any other way out. That the Gemara is diyun is based on the following assumption. Both the maskir and the socher are re'uyim lehischayev bibdikas chametz. Each one could be chayev. And that's what the Gemara wants to point out straight up front. The maskir because he owns the chametz, and the socher because the chametz is in his reshuts. And these explanations, these reasonings, are very relevant and sufficient to generate a chiyuv bedika. But what is the suffix of the Gemara? The suffix of the Gemara is that since the chametz is in the reshus of the socher, certainly, beyond a doubt, there's no shadow of a doubt that the socher has the ikar chiyuv, according to Tosfos. Why? What did Tosfos say at the beginning of Masechet Pesach, and what was the banner that he flew, that he waved, about the nature of Bdikas Chametz and its goal? If you take a look, go back for a minute, just to refresh your memory. Tosfos at the very beginning of Pesachim, when he asked the question, what's the purpose of Bdika? Do you remember? Can you refresh your memories? This is important. We're going to have to come back to this over and over again. Shema? Yovo Lacho. Right, the whole deal of Lo Bedili Mine, the whole year round, he's used to chametz in his house, he eats it, he loves it, he's a big fan of carbs, he loves it. Maybe he's whole wheat, whatever it is, the whole year round he's used to it. So, Shema Yovo Liachlo. Oh, so who has the Shema Yovo Liachlo between the Masker and the Socher? Socher for sure. It's chametz for sure, Seikai. So if all things were equal, there's no doubt that chametz b'shus eikai is the ikar chiyuv. Therefore, according to Tosfos, the question just arises: Hashaylah nishelet, what was the havamina to be mechayev the maskir? He's not going to have the shem yovel liochlo. He doesn't go near that house on Pesach. So that's where the re comes up with his svara that cave on shechal chiyuv ol shalachas. Before the schiras was signed and sealed, the maskir was the one who had the Shema Yovel Liachlo, and therefore he became chayev. What the Gemara, the goof, you see, you have to read the Gemara in two ways. The Gemara wants to say that there's ample reason to be machayev both the maskir and the socher. But what the Gemara really believes is that if we had to compare those two logical reasons, those tamim, certainly the socher would be the main target of Achiv Bedika. He's the one who desperately needs the Bedika, and therefore he should be obligated to the Bedika. So then when we ask the question, what's the gufo shel safek, that the Gemara doesn't address. That's when we have to rack our brains and come up with a svara why the maskir should be chayiv and Bedika when the socher is the one of Shem Yovel Liachlo. And the answer is, but that you won't see in the Gemara, you'll see in the Tosfos. Says the Ri, Kev and Shechal of Chiyuv Shachas. But now, we have to go to step two. What's the Gemara's Raya from Mezuzah? Why does the Gemara have a proof from Mezuzah? As we asked before, Mezuzah is like any other mitzvah. So what, you can't transfer the mitzvah? You want to prove that you can or you cannot transfer a mitzvah? Let's look. Klach l'chaitzel mezuzah. So first of all, we have to say the following. That if mezuzah is analogous to bdikas chametz, then in truth, both the maskir and the socher are candidates for the chiyuv mezuzah. The maskir has to put up the mezuzah because it's his bias. The socher has to put up the mezuzah because the bias is in his rishus. Hello, what? What's the question? Who should really be chayav? Is the answer is that mezuzah, because it's a chovas bias, you can apply the principle of kevan shenis chayav shachas sulo paka. Once it's beso of the maskir, before the socher even entered into the picture, that bailus and that beso is enough to generate the chiyuv, lahatil chiyuv de mitzvah la maskir. So therefore, even though the socher has ample reason to be chayev now, he's going to enjoy the benefits of this house, he should therefore put up the mezuzah. The problem is that before the schiris was signed, it was based on the maskir. And at that particular moment, the chiyuv was chal on the maskir, shoachas. How then can the b'risa paskin that the socher is chayev in mezuzah? The answer is, apparently you can transfer the chiyuv. And if you could transfer the chiyuv in the case of the chovas bias of beso, of mezuzah, then we have a proof that you can transfer the chiyuv of beso in the case of bedikas chametz as well. Oh, if this be the case, now we can really slide into home plate beautifully. Now it becomes very, very smooth. Says the Gemara, Ha'omrav Mesharshia, Mezuzah Chovas Hadarhi. It's not the pshat that the maskir was chayv shoachas. The maskir was never chayv to begin with, because the maskir never lived in the house. And the tnai in mezuzah, uksav shaval mezuzos beisecha, it's got to be beisecha. What does beisecha mean? Not the ownership of the house, but the dira in the house. When could you prove, under what assumption, under what premise could you prove? Teva shekal of chiyuv shoachas, sulo paka, that's only if the bailus on the house would generate the chiyuv mezuzah. Says the Gemara, name. The bailus on the house is not enough to generate the mezuzah. If I own a house somewhere in Ashkash and I don't live in the house, I'm not chayiv in mezuzah. I never stepped into the house. This is very nogea to people in real estate. They own property all over the world. They don't have to put up a mezuzah. Why they don't live there? Chovas hador. So obviously the maskir was never chayiv. You have no proof to the case of Bedikas Chometz. In Bedikas Chometz, HaMaskir Bais Chaver B'Yudalit, B'Knisas Yudalit, at the time the Chiyuv emerged, the Maskir was certainly Chayav. That was no question. He can't get rid of his Chiyuv. According to Tosas, that's exactly the Maskonis HaSugya. To Nisua, we learned it in a Braisa. Here it says, Omer Lu Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Tnina, Hamaskir Bais Lechavero, Imad Shalom Masalom Maftechos, Chalar Bosar, Halamaskir Livdo. He cannot transfer his Chiyuv once it's Chal. It was Beso, he was Chayav, he can't transfer it. I, Mezuzah, how can he transfer it to the Soch? The answer is he's not transferring it. He never was Chayav to begin with. What would be in Chometz if you owned a house and it's a Makom Shemachnisbo Chometz and you didn't rent it to anyone? Clearly, even though you're not living in the house, you're Chayv in Bedika. How can you prove that to me?
Storehouse. You're Chayv everywhere.
Well, no, a storehouse because there's a chance you'll go in there. But give me a case where you're not going in there for 7 days. You're not going in there. You leave it? If you leave it for Pesach and yet you're still Chayv in Bedika. So you see clearly that Bedika is not a Chovas Hador. The fact that it's Beso, the fact that you have Chometz there, is enough to generate the Chiyuv. Not so in the case of Mezuzah. Now if you take a look at your sheets over here, I have a Rambam and I go to Maimonides. The Rambam in Hilchas Mezuzah says, Amaskir Bais Lechavero Ala Socher Lahavi Mezuzah Lekvosa. Why is the socher chayav? Because it's not a chovas bias, Rashi says, the Rambam says. Do you see that? It's a chovas hador. Very sharp that the Rambam uses our lingo and he vacillates and he says, well, what's the nature of mezuzah? If it's a chovas bias, then the maskir should be chayav. No, it's not a chovas bias. Ownership of the house is not enough to generate the chiyuv mezuzah. It's the chiyuv on the dar. We can call it a Chovas Gavra without a Chovas Bias. However, there's a very fascinating comment here in Agos Maimonios. The Agos Maimonios says, Hani Batim Shesokhrim Yisrael Mikusi. Now what would you say? If I rent a house from a guy, and I'm living in the house, so the Jew is living in the house, and the house is owned by the guy. Would you say that the Jew is chayv in mezuzah according to everything we said until now?
Yeah.
For sure. He's the dar. Comes along the Agos Maimonides, in the name of the Ri, and he says, Ptura mezuzah. He doesn't own the bias. The chsiv beischa. All of a sudden, we're back to square one, the original premise of the sugya, that mezuzah is a chovas bias. So the Agos Maimonides himself raises this question. It's on line 3. V'hadi amrinim mezuzah chovas adarhi. So you see that basically once you live in the house, you're chayav, it has nothing to do with the chovas bias. Hainu liftar yisrael kshakusi socher b'menu. Means your ownership of the house is not sufficient reason to generate a chiyuv. So therefore, if a guy rents the house from you, you're potter, even though you the Jew, own the house. Basically, according to our Agos Maimonios, a revolutionary chiddush over here, there are two different conditions, both of which have to be met in order to be chayiv and kviyas mezuzah. Number one, it's got to be beso shel Yisrael. Number two, it's got to be dar. You have to live in the house. So a Yisrael who doesn't live in a house is potur, maybe because he doesn't live in the house. On the other hand, if you take a look at the language that Agos Maimonios, he says that mezuzah zechovus hadar only means if the guy is living in the Yisrael's house. What if no one's living in the Yisrael's house? Maybe the maskir, the owner of the house, is chayev in mezuzah. I'm not sure. It's not clear to me. If you could take a look for me and give me your opinion how to interpret that Agos Maimonios. One thing is clear in that Agos Maimonios, that you can't take Chovos Hadar as the be-all and the end-all. Because if you don't have Beis Shel Yisrael, Beis Cha, as the Torah says, then you can't be Chayev. In the case of Maskir and Socher, the Socher is Chayev. That's what it says in the Rambam. The Agos Maimonios is not arguing with the Rambam. But that's only because there's Bailus Shel Yisrael. So you need, if you have Bailus Shel Yisrael, and you also have Dira Shel Yisrael, then which generates the Ikar Achiyuv, which gets Kedima, is Bailus or Dira? Dira gets Kim, so it gets Kedima, and therefore the Socher is Chayev. But the Maskir also has a Machayev, just that his Machayev of Bailus is not sufficient. It could be that if no one's living in the house, according to Agos Maimonios, the Maskir is still Chayev in putting up mezuzah. The Muki Yosef, for example, you'll see that on the previous line before the Rambam says that im eina socher kovei mezuzah, if I rent you the house and you, the socher, refuse to put up the mezuzah for whatever reason, then the maskir has to put up the mezuzah. It seems from the Nuki Yosef that bailus per se is enough to generate a chiyuv mezuzah. Obviously, according to the Muki Yosef, we're going to have to reinterpret this Gemara. You can't interpret the way Tosfos learned it. Because Tosfos is learning that the Gemara rejects the raya from mezuzah because mezuzah is a chovos hadar and it's not a chovos bias. According to Muki Yosef, mezuzah remains a chovos bias. Her raya, if the socher doesn't put up the mezuzah, the masker has to put up the mezuzah. Now the teretz is that the maskir could transfer the chiyuv over to the socher. That's exactly what the Gemara wanted to prove. That chiyuvim are transferable when it comes to the bais. So the case of Adika, likewise, we go back to square one. We could prove from mezuzah that the maskir remains the maskir could give up. He could forfeit and transfer his chiyuv Adika over to the socher. Therefore, I would submit to you that according to the Nemuki Yosef, who understands that a mezuzah, the ownership of the house is enough to be machayev, and if the socher doesn't put up the mezuzah, the masker has to put up the mezuzah. The socher then is the primary chiyuv, and therefore after the schirus, the chiyuv mezuzah transfers to the masker of the socher, then that should be a perfectly great proof to masker and socher. The answer is that we're going to have to go like Rashi, that really, according to Rashi, there's no problem, there never was a problem in transferring the chiyuv. The question is, where's the ikar chiyuv? So the teretz is that the ikar chiyuv is on the socher, even though the masker has a chiyuv.
Why, according to the Miki Yosef, do we say that ikar chiyuv is on the socher, not that he's an automatic shaliach, that the shaliach has to do his shlichus?
Again, you know, it's a little bit strange. It says al socher livdok. I don't know, to say socher's livdok means then you're going to have to really reinterpret this whole Gemara. The Gemara is working with the premise that if the socher is chayiv in mezuzah, the socher is chayiv in bedik as well. He picks up both chiyuvim. If he's just a shliach of the maskir, let him turn to the maskir and say, you do the thing.
I'm saying in both cases, if someone appoints a shaliach, are you allowed to just say, I don't want to do it anymore? If someone accepts their shlichus?
I don't know. I doubt it, but I think if you accept the shlichus, you have a moral obligation to fulfill it, because if you don't fulfill that moral obligation, I still remain chayv in the mitzvah.
Well, we say the same thing by mezuzah. We say the mikiyas says that you could say he's a shaliach, and the maskir still has a chiyuv to do it, but he may have an automatic shlichus on the sofer to do it.
Right, but then again, I'm just pointing out, Rachmil, then what are you going to do with that sugya? Because our sugya wanted to prove that in maskir and socher, the socher turns to the maskir and he says, you do the bedika. I don't want the shlichus. So the Gemara says, but I'll prove it for you for mezuzah that the socher doesn't have the right to do that. He has to do the mezuzah.
So
that's what I'm saying. I'm wondering in the Mukiyos if how we're going to work this pshat into the Gemara. We certainly can't use Tosfos.
Yeah.
Because Tosfos is saying that the maskir lemaskon is not chayev in the mezuzah at all, so there's no issue of transferring. We can operate with Rashi. Rashi says that there was never an issue about transferring. The issue is who has the ikar chiyuv. But nevertheless, we're going to still have to change it a little bit because the Gemara says, no, you have no proof from mezuzah. Why? Because mezuzah is a chovas hadar. Now, the way the Mukiyos has to read this Gemara is that the chovas hadar is the ikar mechayev. The maskir still remains chayev. If the socher defaults, the maskir has to implement the chiyuv mezuzah. If that be the case, it's a perfect parallel to bedikas chametz. So why did the Gemara reject the analogy between mezuzah and bedikas chametz? That's what I'm leaving you as a question according to the Mukiyos. Now, in terms of a serious matzeiros, just to finish up the sugya, because Mirtz Hashem Bli Neder next week, I'd like to go on to this whole sugya of a chazaka and a cheskas chaver. Is there a chazaka on a person that he does the bedika or not? Can I assume he did the bedika? So Rashi says in Dibur HaMaskil Mesiris Mafteach, who kinyan aschirus? If you take Rashi literally, it seems that Rashi is claiming that there's a kinyan on schirus through Mesiris Mafteachus. And therefore, the bias now, as far as schirus is concerned, belongs to the socher the minute the socher gets the keys. That means the socher has done no other kinyan whatsoever. So Tosfos points out that that's not so, because in Karka we have Kinyonim, and Mesiris Mafteches is not one of them, right? It's Schirus, just like Karka is nicknamed for Kesef, Bishtar uVeChazaka, so too Schirus Karka is nicknamed Kesef Shtar Chazaka. Mesiris Mafteches in the Gemara in Meruba does not appear on the list. There is a halach of Lechazeku Kni, in which the Makne initiates what we call a Das Makne to the Kona and gives him the green light, the license to make the Kinyan. But Lechazeku Kni is not a Kinyan, it doesn't make it his. So maybe Mesiris Mafteches could be like Lech Hazeku Kni, but it's not a Kenyan itself. So here the Karban Asanel, if somebody could be kind enough to open up the Karban Asanel, Simon Beis, Oz Dalid, he tries to defend Rashi. Umefarish Ri, the Hacha, Shemasalo Mafteach Velo Hichzik. Umi Sheyesh Biyodo Mafteach. What did I just ask you for?
Korban
Asana. You don't have it in the back? Okay, I have it in the back. I thought you guys have a Gemara, then I realized you have a laptop Gemara. Yeah, take a look. Maybe, if you don't mind. It's Mamash at the beginning of the rush. In the meantime, you'll spare me that minute. We have 2 minutes left. I just want to finish up with the Ri. The Ri says that we're not talking about Kenyan Sclerus the way Rashi interprets it, but the Chiyuv Bedika, the way the Chachamim establishes, depends upon who has access to the house. This, by the way, I think is a riot to what we said before about the Chovas Gavra and Maisa Bedika, that requires logistics here, and it needs access to the house. But now we're going a step further. We're saying that since both the Maskir and the Bias, the Maskir and the Socher equally share a Chovas Bias, and therefore Chiyuv Bedika, the Rabbanan had to determine who should actually implement the Chiyuv Bdika, who gets the primary Chiyuv, and the Adif was given to the one who's holding on to the Mafteach at the time of Knisas Leil Yud-Dalet. Even though, again, the Masker could pass on the Mafteach to the Socher, but Kevan She Nischayev Shoachas Yishuv Lo Paka Minei Chiyuv Zeh. Let's take a look at the Karban Asanel, who tries to I think he makes a good point here to defend Rashi. It's a long piece. I'll just try in the 2 minutes that we have try to just point out the most important point here. He says, he's only adding that the three kinyonim of karka operate and are effective with regard to schirus. However, there's a primary mode of kinyan regarding sphirus, and that's mesirus mafteches. So basically, the Karban Asanel is trying to assume that according to Rashi, mesirus mafteches is an actual kinyan. And the other three kinyanim of kesef, shtar, chazoka, those are in addition to Mesirus Mafteches, not to replace Mesirus Mafteches. However, as far as Mechira is concerned, his Mesirus Mafteches would not be sufficient. So I just want to raise one question here, according to the Karban Asanel's understanding of Rashi, which I think is the correct one. I mean, he doesn't need my approval. But why is it that Mesirus Mafteches doesn't work in Mechira, but it works in Schirus? I mean, this touches more on Choshen Mishpat than what we've been focusing on here, but I think in a word, it's very simple. Schirus is really a kinyan of Rishus. It's not a kinyan of the Gufo Shel Dover. It's you own the object as far as its accessibility and its usability is concerned. Therefore, if you want to make a kinyan on the Gufo Shel Dover, let's say I want to sell you a piece of property, a piece of real estate, then it's got to be the Kesef, Shtar, Chazok. These are the modes of Kinyan to acquire the Gufo Shel Heft, the Gufo Shel Karka in this case. But in the case of Sechiris, the Gufo Shel Karka remains that of the Masker, even after the Kinyan. The Kinyan Sechiris only gives the Socher rights to enjoy the benefits of the bias. Therefore, the Mafteach is the key, Tarte Mashma. Meaning, that's the key to get accessibility to the house. The masker, once he gives over the keys, can no longer enjoy the house. The socher, on the other hand, once he receives the keys, can enjoy the house. It's accessible to him. So for that kinyan, which is only a kinyan schirus, to enjoy the bias, the mesirus mafteach is sufficient. All right, then, I think we'll stop at this particular...